Reform promises to stem heartbreaking erosion of British traditions, culture, soul, and character. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 24, 2026. Nigel Farage's Reform UK party launched a raft of policies to shelter the heritage of the United Kingdom, both by severely constraining mass migration and with specific legal protections. The rights of Britons will be upheld over those of foreigners under a Reform UK government, Nigel Farage's Home Affairs spokesman Zia Yusuf has said, stating that the United Kingdom is undergoing a dictionary definition invasion. The would-be Home Secretary said Britain's changing society, increasing crime, and the traditions and culture of Britain steadily and heartbreakingly eroded is not inevitable, but has been the deliberate choices of weak men and women who lack the courage, lack the spine, and lack the moral clarity to defend the country they were elected to serve. While Yusuf's speech spoke in practical terms about limiting migrant numbers and even turning the United Kingdom into a country of net emigration through deportations, as reported, the policy launch also dwelt heavily on the cultural issues and the permanency of Britons in Britain. He said, "I promise you this. When Nigel Farage becomes our Prime Minister, gone will be the days when your rights are trampled in the service of foreign citizens. Never again will British people be second-class citizens in their own country." Yusuf stated that while there are serious economic problems with open borders, this policy of decades also harmed less easily quantified characteristics of Britain. He said in London on Monday, "It's about the very soul and character of our nation. For centuries, Britain has proudly been a high-trust culture. But as untold numbers of people from low-trust cultures with entirely different values have been imported into our country, that precious, fragile trust, it's breaking down. A nation without a culture is not a nation at all, it is just an economic zone. A shopping mall with a flag, waiting to be exploited. That's why we will protect the Christian heritage of Britain. We'll end the incendiary practice of converting churches into mosques of places of worship for any other faith. I'm proud to announce a Reform government will immediately grant listed status to all churches, and create a new statutory use category for Christian places of worship to ensure these historic pillars of our community can never be converted for places of worship for any other faith." On the specific issue of Islamism, Yusuf, who is of Muslim heritage himself, vowed to immediately outlaw the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, along with any other organization that promotes extremism in Britain should Reform win the next election. Party leader Farage also spoke at the event, noting that migration, both legal and illegal, an important specification given the border control subject in Britain, has long dwelt only on illegal migration, which is a small minority of overall civilization transforming arrivals, has broken the bond of trust between the voters and those that govern us. Portraying himself as a sensible centrist on border control, in spite of decades of legacy media and political commentary which has cast Farage as a right-wing extremist, Farage said his party's program to deport foreigners and protect Britain provides a proper democratic antidote which would prevent the arrival of a dangerous form of extreme-right ethno-nationalism. The comments have been interpreted by some as a veiled attack on the emergence of a new party to the right of Farage's Reform, Rupert Lowe's Restore.